So wasted on the black and white printer.
No, I have
impressions words
on the web page, I guess.
So we're in a bar.
Yeah, I mean, just get another day. Get another sunny day in Hawaii.
Okay.
And first encounter should be nice. So once again, Brith is a teaching. Whatever. One of his classes.
Uh-oh.
It's just like female heavy classes.
Chris, the professor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girls with love notes written on their eyelids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People have stopped trying to deny this whole professor thing.
So anyway,
I'm a professor of archaeology.
Actually, during your what do they call those times when the professor's available?
Office hours.
Been away from school too long.
I never went to office hours, so I was always afraid.
101? Great.
I never went to office hours because the professors were inept enough during class.
Anyway, you're there in your windowless room.
windowless room. That's true. You can't sneak out anymore.
Yeah.
Well, there could be a window room on the 40th floor. You're pretty high, too.
No! In one of your, with a pretty coat and walks in the room. Not in one of your classes.
Not from one of my classes. Hello.
A pretty co-ed or a wild co-ed?
Or a pretty wild co-ed.
Pretty wild. Let's see. Riverdale's sort of close. So, let's see. You're at the university, of course, because that's where you're doing the lab work.
Yep. Blah, 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 blah. What, wife's not back yet? Long visit?
Yeah.
I found some.
She said she's got a, you know, she wrote you like a letter saying, you know, right. Bad luck.
Yeah.
There's a, you know, it's a big mess here, and she's got to spend some more time fixing it up.
A letter? Wasn't that phone?
All right, she called you.
He's 80, right? Yeah. And we're rich.
Sure.
Yeah.
She called you. You ignore the gunfire in the background.
Okay. The what in the background?
Yeah.
I know. Ignore the what in the background?
Gunfire in the background.
Yeah.
She just said the bad connection.
Oh! What did it last week? I'll make sure I keep in touch with what's his name. I sent to work for her.
Adamo?
Yeah, Adamo.
What, Nova Cerulean? That's not.
It's her, man.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Okay. What's that sound? Oh, that's a TV.
And so he ends up being rebuilt with Asimov Krigalaz.
I'm not really off.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
In case you don't know, Star Sapphire got an A-book.
What?
From us. Captured him, and she stole it.
What's Star Sapphire have to do with anything?
It was wife.
Oh.
Yeah.
You married Carol Finris?
No. It's a different Star Sapphire.
The French one?
Nope, it's a different one. Different universe. It's a. Yeah. Just like there's some Superman, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. There was a French Star Sapphire. She appeared in the Super Secret Society of Supervillains.
Ooh,
man. I don't think her origin was ever revealed.
It's not really that.
Well, she could be French. I don't know. What I know.
Anyway, so she says she's here to,
Well, she hit 300 years old, so that is from when there used to be a France.
And a secret society, right?
She's here to pick up some books. for
there's a
Professor
under the control of
only a name.
And you were going to give him?
Gemini.
One to him?
Oh. Hitler's brain in a jar.
Was I going to give him both?
Well, we think it's active and savage controlling Gemini.
You don't remember this. Well, actually, probably. What do you roll?
14.
No, you don't remember it.
Not the ultra humanite. Could be the ultra
sure, what, which bits? Which bits was it
be
needed?
Well, we capture them in the end of the last campaign. Unless you escape.
The Necronomicon. Cool. The Book
she
of
actually,
Ivan.
She named the, one of your cult books, you know. Well, she has very few.
You're right.
You're
a cult
book? He's got lots of
books.
I want an autographed copy of It Belongs in a Museum by a doctor.
I think we all have that. First time you join the group, pass it out.
Lots of extra copies in the warehouse.
In the armory. What's the next other gun that T.R. Hand got?
What does this other professor teach?
Man. High energy physics. Wait a minute. What's his last name?
Medieval studies.
Medieval studies. Okay, it's around here someplace. Give me a second. I rummage around.
Okay.
And do I see anything suspicious about this?
About this what? This whole situation?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, she wants to borrow what?
One of my occult books.
Well, there are a bunch of young co-eds summoning demons, you know.
Well, but one of your occult books, isn't that published? Can they just get it if they really wanted to? Or is it your occult notes?
It might be a special book.
Okay.
Like I got it out of the team or something.
Could be the notebook from your dad. The one with the location of the Holy Grail. That one. Oh wait, but we know who has Holy Grail.
Hitler? In a jar?
General.
Yeah. German.
Perception or otherwise.
Perception.
Yeah, will.
Yeah. God, it didn't despair of destiny.
Oh, that's right. We have the host of Holy Grail. They have the spirit destiny.
Okay, that was
they
bad.
They had both to make the anti-hero field.
They had two separate anti-hero
fields. Okay. Something lies on you.
Germany. So as soon as we defeated Japan, we got the
Holy 12, 14, 14.
Suddenly something tackled you. Buried it to the ground.
Uh-oh.
You hear a
hiss. Is it furry?
Snakes. Why does it have to be snakes?
Make a visual. Oh. Oh well.
58.
You go first.
What's the best tackle?
So, apparently, when you can tell the team is like a pretty cool has tackled you.
Mm-hmm.
And with surprising strength, they're very easily trying to pin you.
She's pretty wild, you know?
She's a serpent man.
Salaria?
Well, you can't get a good look at her because, you know, she's behind it.
Okay.
Taking you
from behind.
There's a pretty koa taking you from behind.
Is there a pretty koa on your back?
Are you going to beat her off?
Shoot. How do I approach this?
Hit her in the head. That's what I'd do.
Throw a fireball at her, whatever.
You might as well say something.
A natural strength, you say?
You will not stop our God set.
Well, yes,
that
you will make the worthy sacrifice.
Valerian, you know what they are, right? You read the case off,
just
right?
Just because they list them, it's a Valerian.
Valerian.
What's the Valerian?
It's, snake people. It's like
not
people.
Really snake people.
They're not?
More like reptiles. I mean, they are reptiles, but
reptile
not someone knows.
Yeah, same thing.
Where are people. They from?
Underground.
Doctor Who.
Yeah, they're on the ground.
No, they're dinosaur people. They're not snake people.
Are they dinosaur?
Yeah.
They're more like bird people.
I thought they were Solarians. But it's been a long time since I've looked at this.
I don't know. Oh, it's the 80s. So they're like, they're still Drekha people. Right? They're not bird people yet.
Right.
That's right,
Will.
Reptile, huh?
80s? Yeah, yeah. Very clever. You should
add
extra
heal
points to that.
I didn't get that.
In the 80s, didn't they believe dinosaurs are more related to reptiles than birds?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And so, Silurians are still, dinosaurs are still reptiles.
Yeah, they're not bird people.
Beat him with a stick.
I'll use my martial arts and...
Beat her with your stick. Get it?
I forgot the joys of apartment living here.
Well, okay.
Yeah. And all the running water.
11. I'm a martial arts as well. So.
Okay. You're able to fling her off you and over the desk.
Okay.
But she nimbly gets up.
So now you can look at her. What does she look like?
Does she nimbly get up or does she fluidly get up?
Fluidly. Oh, actually, more than nimbly.
She's a cat person, not a snake person. A snake person would be fluid.
And she's making herself look big.
Yeah.
But,
I thought...
She's some kind of... Well, she's a...
Succubus. Half cat, half reptile.
She's a what?
A succubus.
Maybe a succubi fit into the DC universe.
We've been overlapping with Cthulhu lately.
Mm. That's true.
Succubus, huh?
I'm not sure where Succubi fit into the Lovecraftian mythos either.
Yeah,
either.
Whatever.
Okay. Go.
You're okay.
I mean, she's hot.
Mm-hmm. Pretty wild. You're okay. Just, you know, don't pick up your pants.
I like it when they struggle. And then she jumps to you again. Well, she tries. She goes for your throat.
Oh.
Oh, the seven.
Trying to neck for the first day.
Oh,
wait a second.
Uh-oh. You mean bad? Oh, you probably naughty.
There are definitely vampires in the DC universe. Like from iVampire to House of Mystery.
Six more points.
And level? Points?
Four.
Ah.
You're a little low, yeah.
I hate level green monsters.
This is patching your neck. Sucking. Actually, injecting you with some kind of poison.
Just give me a hickey.
I entangle her in my weapon.
Alright. She's right next to you.
Tie yourselves together.
Woohoo! More of this!
Well, if you like this type of thing...
Throw her against...
Kinky.
Try and throw her against a wall to hurt her.
13.
Okay.
This throw strategy worked so well last time.
You throw it out of the room.
Okay.
Onto a group of passing
vultures.
Cheerleaders.
No.
Go ahead, talk cheerleaders.
I was thinking like frat guys.
Okay.
So like four frat guys. You suddenly throw a beautiful one of them.
Does she have wings?
Stuck, yeah, wings.
I told you Professor Jones was cool.
Wait, but you don't have a window.
No.
So it's out the door.
Yeah, they're walking down the hallway. Past the hall, past the door.
What the fuck are frat kids doing in a classroom building?
Looking for hot chicks.
Because we all know they hang around for
Christmas. Two. That one.
Ding, ding.
Apparently he's got so many, he's got to beat him with a stick.
There's no stick involved.
Not yet. She knocks them around. And they...
That's a bowling ball?
They probably flee.
They probably what?
They flee. She knocks them around.
Like bowling pins?
Yep.
I don't know. Four frat guys against one woman? That sounds about right.
Normally, she's stronger than they do.
They think we need 8 or 12 for this thing.
Wait.
Football players.
Okay, it's calculated the oral.
Okay, no problem.
I get the two turns, right, guys? And then Tangler with the whip.
Try Tangler with the whip?
Mm-hmm.
Always with the whip.
Yeah, just close the door.
Six.
Gavin. He's particularly unimpressed me.
Yep. She easily dodges that.
Easily?
Easily. It's like you got a limp wrist or something.
Succubus is saying you're limp wristed. That he. That's just gonna make her angry.
That. Alright, her turn.
And she says. So handsome, so strong.
Is that again?
No, this is just scaring y'all a little too much already.
She will be pleased. And then she says.
I think that was a clue.
Really, you think?
Yeah.
Let's see. Culture will find this now.
Well, we don't know who it is, right?
It's the little girl that goes after Peter Pan again.
Okay, you took another 4 points.
Reroll that. It's along with the statue.
Already,
nope.
She always learned how to summon succubi also. Right?
Hmm. 9-9.
Oh.
And 3-2.
Three.
So you wrap around your whip.
Yep.
She turns to smoke.
And she hisses at you, and then turns to smoke.
Okay.
And then pulls away. Well, before she says that,
get a fan.
I'm supposed to tie you up.
No, get a fan quick.
After just too much trouble, I'll find another. And then she starts to pulse away. Up in the ventilation shaft.
Great. Now she's on campus.
Going after one of the rest of us. Maybe we'll get to see some hot chick on chick action.
Ooh.
I'll give Wu a call.
What?
I'll give Dr.
Jones?
Dr. Jones.
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, Dr. Jones. Some sort of demon thing attacked me. Looking for an occult book.
Oh, why was that my fault?
Okay.
On campus.
When?
Just now.
Are you nuts? Oh. Where is it? Did you beat her?
She turned to smoke and disappeared. I think she might be going for someone else's sacrifice.
She's on campus?
Yeah, I believe.
Wait,
so.
Wait, you don't have a secret identity at this point?
I don't know. I'll relay that message to Rad. Okay, so which way did she go?
Ventilation shaft.
Shaft.
Anywhere.
Could be anywhere.
Could be anywhere.
Is there any way you can detect her? A cold sky. Which book did you want? Was this random book or something special?
It was one of the special ones.
Bounty human skin.
Probably.
Written in blood.
Which one was it, Kevin?
The German one.
Okay.
Not the Arabic one?
No, that's for too much. A poor German translation.
Recommend Kelton's novel translation of the most known generation of the nameless cult.
It's not the same book. German. You have a German book?
Of course I do.
Okay.
Can't let the Germans have the German books.
Well, they burned them. He's seen it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got a autograph from Hitler?
Mm-hmm.
You burn your book.
And your dad's notebook.
Mm-hmm.
No, he is the dad.
Are you the dad?
Just notebook.
No.
Sean Connery?
No, I'm Harrison Ford.
He's going to grow up to be Sean Connery.
Harrison Ford always grows up to be Sean Connery. Okay, so...
I hear they're doing a new movie.
Let's
keep talking
about it. Let's call the... the cult guy.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
You think he'll be in headquarters, or is he enjoying the beach again?
I haven't enjoyed the beach since I've gotten back.
I think he's in his quarters.
Oh, okay.
Reading some spell books.
Ding, ding, ding.
Brooding. I'll give headquarters a call.
Yeah.
Hey. I just grabbed the chick to attack.
Any inside cap? Should I roll something?
Just roll.
Can I have some dice somewhere? You want some dice?
A whole bunch of dice.
So, meanwhile, I didn't know how to begin this list for this.
What's that chance
stuff to this? It's so big. It's a big campus, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is a big campus.
It's just to wait for something to happen.
15 cap. My skill's 12.
So you don't recognize this succubus. It's a they usually like to go for
young,
strong,
young,
but young and Vera.
The rad's out.
Yeah, we go active sprint. She wouldn't like that. It burns.
And she's also, and succubus are also used by people who are looking for young girl meant to sacrifice.
You were attacked.
Young
so
girl? Young
so
man.
Young man. So they're sort of used like the same way as icons.
Okay.
Well, we know who summoned her, right? It's that woman with the 3/5 of the statue.
It might be her.
You were attacked by a succubus.
Okay.
Either she was naturally attracted to you because you unearthed her under one of your expeditions, or else she was summoned by someone to find you for sacrifice. Did she say anything which might give you a clue as to which it was?
Well, she did mention sacrificing, so...
That would probably be the answer, then. So, since she did not get you, she will probably find someone else to sacrifice in your place, and it will be your fault. Is there anything else?
Yeah, could you get to the campus real quick? This is a college campus. There's all kinds of candidates for her. So we're going to have to kill me.
I'll get over as fast as I can.
Okay.
Let me fly you over. Actually.
I call Wu back.
I don't think it's that far from the headquarters of campus. Probably not. 15 minute walk.
Yeah. And the poor cube's on the moon. He's at least 30 seconds away.
I get a cab.
Okay.
I call Wu back and say this chick is probably going to look for somebody to sacrifice young. Male? Female? Male?
Young male.
And that narrows it down.
And this is the college
campus. Little do they know, there are only 5 male students on this whole campus.
Oh, college.
You need to herd them all up.
What day of the week is it? The normal school day?
She's not going to go after nerds, geeks, or men with proficiency problems.
So the craft boys are in trouble.
Yeah.
Where are we going to start? It's only frat. Or is there only one in Hawaii?
Oh, yeah, not that. Not as many, but, you know.
Well, why don't we just
tell she kills someone?
No, John gets here. I don't know where to start looking for.
Just look for trouble. You're locked up.
I should look for trouble. I should go look for trouble, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, you. You want some of this?
What are you looking for trouble?
How about you? You want some? Huh? You want a little?
Give me some sugar, baby.
Yeah.
I suppose this is something that I should call like campus police or something, so this is dangerous to actually have on campus.
Sure.
Sure, if you want.
I'll do that.
Okay.
So kind of hot?
So, hot chick.
Well, Bobby.
After
Younger RLB.
Dangerous psychopath.
All right, dangerous psychopath. Does she have a weapon?
Yes.
Chuck T.
Consider that I am a superhero with great strength, and she can toss me around like a super sack, so.
Well,
okay. All right, I'd like you to try to get us from the on campus. In one area.
You're kidding, right?
Yeah.
Alright, well, let's see.
Stadium.
Okay, so
well, not everyone in one place, but make sure people stay together.
Okay.
In whatever building they're in, have them congregate.
Have them all congregate among a telephone. So they can instantly call. Good idea. Who are you going to call? Succubi Busters.
Anna City Heroes. Anna City, what are we now? Champions? Ick?
We've changed from Ice to Ick.
Yeah.
I don't think we were ice. Only our own minds.
We were the Island City Enclave.
Or Ick. Well, Island City is the itch for Ick. I like it.
We're going to be the Island City Knights. Ick.
Icken?
Oh, Knights, nice. Right.
Alright, so I guess they can...
Me all off and around like that chicken with head cut off.
What? Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Sure, I'll, you know, go around with the fellow. Who are you looking at?
Oh, John gets the counter.
All right.
I go to his office.
All right.
Okay.
So there is a succubi here.
Plus
what am I adding?
Instant will.
Instant will. 33.
Okay. You pretty much take a quick look around the room and spot whatever you want to spot.
Spot whatever you want to spot. What's that book?
Well, take note of all of his occult books.
Uh-huh.
Is there any evidence of the succubi?
She dropped her hat.
Mm-hmm. I use my detective skill. What does the hat tell? Tell me.
Alright, go ahead and make a roll.
I had double my skill, right?
Uh-huh.
So 14 plus 17 is 31.
Bleeding. You still gotta call her in. But you're on the moon.
It's a hard caller.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
How do you usually get hold of her on the moon?
We don't.
That would seem troublesome.
You can call from headquarters.
True.
Yeah.
You can call from headquarters. You were not there. You are, but you were. Oh, wait. Dev 2's there.
That's true.
Aha! We can relay a message
to
Dev 2.
Okay. He's like the butler now, isn't he?
Yeah. I was going to make Amazel the next butler, but...
So, 31.
Okay. We have Brainiac as the butler. Brainiac is our butler.
Brainiac?
Mm-hmm.
Dev 1.
No, Dev 1 is Brainiac.
Dev 1 is Brainiac. Okay.
Based on the material and the manufacturing style, you think it was made in India?
This is an Indian hat. Handed to the professor.
Okay. India what?
You see a tag that's made in India.
So, I believe this is an Indian succubus.
Okay.
I believe they're not actually called succubi. Lullaby? Some Indian name.
Not lullaby.
Can I please see the book that she was expressing interest in?
Sure.
Okay. I start paging through the book to see if there's...
Yeah.
I start paging through the book to see if there's anything interesting on transforming myself back to a human body. I'll sit here and I'll work on that.
Okay.
Sanity check.
No, not yet. Alright, so you're reading the book. Do you have Dev Paul's reference link?
Yeah.
Okay, so, the Dorfman gets a call. From Dev2.
Hey, what's up?
So you need to grace the group with her presence. There's something going on at the college.
Okay.
Do succubi detect men, like, through supernatural senses, or do they just see him and say, oh, that's a nice one?
They see him and say, that's a nice one.
Okay, after paging through the book for a while and after she arrives,
uh-huh.
I tell the professor, I have a plan.
Good.
Go ahead, Mr. Roll.
Me?
After you read the book. After you look through the
book. Yeah, I was just skimming while I was thinking. I'll make the roll. I rolled a 15.
Okay.
You're still saying?
So you want to... You were looking for a spell to transform you back to human?
I have been talking with magicians and looking for spells for quite a while to figure out how to transform my demon body back to a true human body as opposed to via spells without any supernatural residual. This is a long-term plot point.
Wow.
Ooh, long-term plot point.
Wouldn't it be easier just to, you know, like, transfer your mind to someone else?
That might be what I come up with as I page through. But this is a long-term plot point I'm working on, and this was just a little more evidence. I'm going to need this book for further evidence later on. Please keep it aside for me.
Sure.
I have an immediate plan, however.
With Potter looking around.
Roll.
What, 80? There she is. Sucking on that little boy. Oh, little boy. Well, I would call him a little boy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, no.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey. Okay, so I come back after looking around for a while.
Uh-huh.
So we're all together. Don't separate.
So here's my plan. I take some time, and I cast a good illusion like I did when we were fighting Lex Luthor.
Okay.
To change myself into a very robust, young-looking man.
You have a spell to do that?
Yes.
You look all right.
Yeah, I look all right, but I'm going to look like a jock. You know, it's shards.
Why don't we just go over to the gym?
And then I use the Clark Kent model for that. You should be okay.
Yeah. And then I go out to, like, a handball court or something, and I play handball by myself out in the hot sun while looking very buff. Well, you all lie in wait.
Okay, the handball court are indoors.
Something outdoor that I can play by myself.
Tetherball. maybe not tetherball.
I could just go out by the gym and jump rope or something, because there will a lot of weightlifters do that. It's very good cardio exercise.
What are we looking for?
A succubus.
What's that?
It is an evil demon, so you'd know about it.
Evil demon that looks an awful lot like
you.
A very beautiful young woman. With wings,
okay.
Though. With wings.
With wings.
And it kills men and sucks away their life force.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So this via this plan, we will use me as bait. Though, I think to myself, I might poison her. This is my plan, as you all know that part of it. So if you allow me to start some meditations, I can start working on this spell.
Sure.
Okay. Why don't I go look around the gym anyway? Maybe it's already there.
You can look around half the campus.
Sure. You go look around.
I'll go back to my lab. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you need me to do anything?
Yes.
Yeah, please.
Keep moving around the campus as fast as you can.
And look for this.
All right, fine.
So you're both patrolling. Where are you?
Patrolling on foot.
Stay with me.
So he's by himself.
Stay with me.
Okay.
Yeah, make sure you're in radio contact with those too.
Okay. How? We got wristbands.
We do?
Yeah.
You do. If not, then stay here.
Scream loudly.
Yeah, scream loudly. We'll hear you.
Okay. Maybe.
I'm
going to take we'll 15 minutes to cast the spell. Check back every 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Okay, 15 minutes.
Do I get 15 minutes?
Yep.
That's off.
Okay, she cast the spell.
He'll look like Brad Pitt or something.
Well, he's a picture, so he's got, pretty good.
Okay, I'm going to go out and I'm going to exercise somewhere.
Alright.
So what does he look like? We know who he looks like. Who does he look like? I know who I look like. Steve Buscemi.
A young Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The Conan days?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep my gun in my waistband.
Alright.
Pull my shirt over it.
Go ahead and make an acting roll.
Acting roll? Charisma?
Sure. 10 days.
I don't know what that means.
Well, don't double it.
Okay. 18.
Okay. Alright. So he's out there exercising.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ha ha ha
ha. Okay, it's all about it. I don't know. He's in Hawaii.
And Rip is hiding?
I hope they're all hiding nearby.
Yeah.
Make a sneak roll. Hide.
14, 28.
I feel so young and virile today.
Just today?
Yeah.
One day only. One day only sale.
Okay.
Other days I feel like I'm burning an eternal hellfire.
Behind my back and my gun as I do.
So Rip, you saw her coalesce behind Arnold and say hi to
him. Okay.
Arnold can take her. It's Arnold. Hello, little girl.
So you see a young woman, no obvious wings or anything.
What can I do for you, girl? There we go.
She asks you if you work out a lot.
Yes, I work out much. I pumped me up!
And, you must be, very brave.
Very brave? Why?
Because you're, very strong.
Ah, yes, I am very strong.
Nothing scares me.
What?
Nothing scares me.
Except for bugs, any bugs!
No, nothing scares me. Do you like the big, strong man?
Yes. Strong and brave. And then she tries to attack me. Oh. She says perfect. And then she tries to attack.
I never said I was virile!
I attack her.
Okay, go ahead.
I did appreciate the professor just watching what she stopped me there.
I'm still watching.
Well,
I still have a hand on a gun behind my back.
So
you gonna take it out like this, just like this?
Go ahead and make mission rolls.
What? If I still have a gun, I don't see it anymore. Sure.
Didn't you have a gun?
I used to have a gun.
Maybe not this character.
Uh oh.
I had my hand behind my back to throw a fireball. That's it.
Yeah.
You just have a gun if you want.
I want a gun. It makes me feel comfortable when attacking a demon spawn from hell who might be resistant to all my fire spells.
True. Okay.
That's why you got that worst type.
Red probably goes first anyway.
Cold skills.
53.
Yeah. You want to do
should I roll my init tip?
Sure.
41.
Okay.
10.
So you're trying to rep in your whip again?
That didn't work very well last time.
Yeah. Unless you want to reason with it.
Hmm.
Let her take Janet.
That was just for him.
That was it?
Oh.
Hmm. Is that a hand grenade?
There you go. Do that. Holy hand grenade of Antioch.
Mm-hmm. Or I could overpower with my strength. Doffle.
It's a shooter.
I hate using them again. Ah, shooter.
With your gun?
With the gun.
With the hive gun or just your real gun?
Real gun.
Wow.
With a special bullet?
Can you use your special bullet?
That don't regenerate ever?
It's a comeback. It's the beginning of every adventure.
Yes.
How many times have you used that? Like two?
Maybe twice. Three
yeah,
times.
A couple of fights.
Yeah.
Okay, let him roll.
Ace.
Yeah, 12 skill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A shot rings out, but the business is there for some reason.
Some reason?
Well,
what's the reason?
He didn't beat
I rolled one.
Oh, okay.
Somebody's got crappy aim, that's why.
The... John's turn. She flinches from the shot and looks back and sees Rip.
So, does my fire shield that protects me against flame, is that a flame shield or is it a cold shield?
It could be either one. You have to specify at the start.
I specify at the start, but which protects me against which? Does the...
Well, fire shield protects against fire and...
Cold shield protects me against cold?
Yeah, it does cold damage.
Okay, so I'm going to cast the cold one then. Do I have any idea if succubi are resistant against one or the other?
They are... They are cold-based.
Ah, so I cast the fire one, then I cast the hot one.
So you want to do her damage?
Yes.
Rather than be protected from her water?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
17, it goes off.
Okay. So you have a 10 AP shield.
It does damage if she touches me, yeah?
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, so she looks at you and hisses, "Ow, spellcaster."
Alright, pump me up! My turn. Are we there?
You're not there yet.
Okay. They were all hiding and wait around me.
Yeah, they're controlling just in case they ambush them.
Ah.
She should. I spell the line of two. Okay. So, do a castle pick.
Oh!
We'll see what goes on.
That's a challenge. Mm-hmm. Challenge. So cast off.
Okay. Okay, so she summons,
I hate gaming.
9 small demons. So they're all like kobolds.
You like what?
Like kobolds. Kobold looking demons. With,
This is where you need a cleave, a great cleave.
Yep.
That little pitchfork. Go around going.
So they're like manes or
something?
Yeah. Manes are demons, right?
Yeah,
manes.
Okay, let's see. So you two will reach within the start of the trap. So, make an initial. Alright, so you fly in and you see all these little midget things. they actually have very long
pitchforks. They're more like barbecue forks. Are they?
They're actually regular forks. They're salad farts. It's like we're playing Diablo 2.
Oh, no! But they're
Is there a shaman? Well, I'll kill that one, because that one is wrecked.
I believe that's the succubi.
Yeah, there's the succubi. And then they're menacing John.
Menacing John.
The succubi turn towards Rick.
I will one through them. Oh, wait. Hold. And they, stop now, or I shall be forced to hurt you.
Alright.
And look, I'm going to hurt him.
Okay, go ahead and make a roll.
Yeah.
Charisma roll, trying to somebody to stop him.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
How do you know? Wait. So that's a what? 30 plus 6, 38, that'd be 5. Not 38?
No. 5, 38, what's the difference?
Okay, make an initial roll, Dark, please.
14,
60. Okay, so you're flying in and you see all the little demons missing John.
Okay.
And the succubus is
menacing
Rick.
Okay.
And you'll listen to me, huh?
Bunch of little demons. How many little demons?
9.
She said, Mistress, will you please defeat Rick?
Mistress?
Yeah.
Is it dark?
Elvira.
Alright, I'm just flying in, or do I get to do something?
Nope, we can do something if you want.
Okay, let's say, we were looking for the succubus.
She's there.
So I'll hit the succubus.
Alright. Go ahead, roll.
Lay off my boyfriend!
Boy.
Lay off my solo.
Uh-oh. Everyone squished succubus. 18 and 11 is
29. Okay.
Her head explodes.
I currently have a strength of 14.
Okay. So you barrel into her. So succubus is, you know, stalking you, and suddenly. Dark place, you know, flashing by, it's looking longer.
Well, and, her top hat's no longer there. You see two legs there.
Her bottom half are swaying, continuing to walk.
So you hit her and knock her. 29.
Yep. Knocks her 29 APs?
No.
That'd be pretty cool.
It is. Come on, repeat. Yeah. Alright. So she is, you know, building over.
Okay.
She seems to be unconscious.
I thought you were going to say unhurt.
Unhurt. She cannot be harmed by mortal weapons.
Did the little demons disappear?
The little demons...
are next!
No, they should scatter because the shaman got killed.
That's
so
true.
They should scatter. And then they'll come back after a while.
They scatter and screw around.
Rock and Michelle.
But eventually I'm sure you'll be able because they're only little demons.
Yeah.
Alright.
And I'm a big demon.
Bigger demon.
Okay.
Take this octopus back to our lab.
Okay.
We have a lab.
Oh, yeah, get her back to headquarters, you know.
Okay. This weapon amazing.
Do I know of any way to bind the succubus so that she won't turn to smoke and go away?
Inside a pentagram?
Oh,
it
depends, yeah. Well, you still need a spell. But yeah, there's a spell on the
book. Okay, I'm going to bind the succubus.
And where? Any room in particular? Dining room.
Dining room's fine. There's some tables for it.
Are we going to eat off her like a Japanese business now?
Because it's weird. No, this is convenient.
You mean in Japan, you know how it works.
This is convenient because we have knives here.
Okay.
Ooh, nice. What's that fortune?
Spoons. Spoon! Okay.
I bind her and I wait for her to wake up.
You bind her, and then she wakes up.
I put some knives to the side.
Okay.
Lay them out in order from smallest to largest. Afternoon.
I cannot be free, spell caster.
Who summoned you?
The spellcaster.
Why should I tell you?
Because if you don't, I'm going to bind you into a chest and sink you to the bottom of the Pacific Ocean where you are will rot in your eternal life for the next 1,000 years.
The girl.
I believe that's charisma again.
Yeah.
19. That's my charisma, 29.
Okay. Okay, so she says...
Good reason.
Found an angel. Oh, that hasn't happened yet.
So it's original you.
That's right.
Juvala. Juvala is calling me.
Juvala the statue woman?
Is it?
Nope. Make a roll. Make an occult roll. See if you recognize me.
Yeah.
Of course I recognize him.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, stop rolling.
No, keep going. No.
All right, I can get highest roll.
Uh-huh. 34 plus 16. 50. 50.
50. Plus my occultist skill makes it 74.
Oh.
He rolled a 50.
Does he know who it is? Nope. Sorry. So close.
That's the highest roll ever.
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 Well, when you start off with doubles of tens, and that's the first of three doubles, I rolled a 70 something once.
Sure you did.
Okay, so. Shuba is a. Indian sorcerer.
I told you it was made in India.
Who? You.
Does it shouldn't have like feathers on it?
Like in a castle and stuff. And
what's that? It shouldn't have like feathers on it. Not that type of Indian.
The other Indian.
Whatever. East Indian. East India. So Caribbean.
Close.
South Central.
South Central.
Oh, wait, no, that's the West Indies. That's right. So anyway, what was it?
Indian
sorceress. East of the West Indies.
She is...
A powerful...
Plus 21.
74. I should know her maiden name.
You're the best man of the
West. I mean, she's a mid-level sorceress. And...
One of those,
right? She is...
specializes in turning demons into humans.
Yeah, well, she is very lustful. And she's had a...
Got out of a bad relationship.
See that we have?
Well, that's just very lustful. You know, nobody can satisfy her type of thing. The one that I did was kidnapped by her demon brother. So she's human, but he's a demon. So he's totally just positive.
How does that work?
That sounds like a bad sitcom. She's human. He is a demon. And they live together. But they're one big happy family.
So
most of the time.
And you know she's been looking for another lover.
Because she's apparently too lazy to get the other one back.
Well, because she can't.
And... it's only mid-level.
In the last newsletter you read, she was actually going to build a lover.
Cool.
A Knight of the Lance is what she's
a what?
Knight of the Lance.
Knight of the Lance.
Ew.
But she needs the heart of a brave warrior to power it. So, you know, she's been looking.
Hard Wolverine.
She's tried a few hearts, but it's. You really
Wolverine.
Have
some
really great.
Hot Wolverine.
Right. Where is she?
Well,
we just superhero.
Castle, Indian Mountains. Indian Mountains, Northern Indian Mountains. You know where it is.
You know everything.
Yeah, you've been there before. You tried your shot. Couldn't do it.
I don't mention that. Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Do I know how to unsummon a succubi? Is it in my book?
Yeah,
isn't that spell you ripped out and put in your back pocket?
No,
that was the dispossessed spell. Would you like to be unsummoned?
Sure.
First a quickie, you say.
Okay, I'm going to unsummon the...
Okay, you send her back to her room.
Okay.
As far as I can see, we have two options here.
It's only the third option, ignoring everything.
Yes.
Yep.
The fourth
option. The succubus does tell you that she wants to get rid of
it. Tell you that, eh? Option number one. We go there.
We tie up Riff.
That's a good start. I can actually look like that succubus.
Looks in Star Wars.
We go there, we infiltrate her castle, we take her out, and we take all of her artifacts.
Why would we rob her?
Well, we're going to be throwing her in jail or something. That's
well,
what
the artifacts
we heroes
go
do,
through the museum, right? Yes.
I'll make sure they aren't dangerous first. Option number two is we go there, we offer to get her past lover back from her demon brother, we go beat up her demon brother, get back her past
lover.
Do you know her
demon brother? Who it is?
I'm sure we can get enough info from her. Do I know his name?
Yeah.
What is it?
Beelzebub.
Dujal.
Not Beelzebub.
And then we...
Rakazan.
We make her promise...
Wait a minute.
We make her promise to help us against the other sorceress who is trying to summon Cthulhu. And then we have Calvary to call in when we do that.
That's fine. I like that idea.
Sure. So you can cast a
I don't. Because she's obviously probably had to kill other people in order to make this golem in the first place.
Oh, definitely. She has failed before.
Oh, so would she
cast but she would no longer have the need to if she had her past lover.
So
she
needs to pay for her crimes.
These are the two options I offer. Whichever you desire.
Okay. Well, there is a third option, but I don't like that anymore.
Wait, ignoring everything?
They ignore everything and let her take me. But no, that's probably a bad idea.
What about the fourth option? We'll all go try to satisfy her.
Okay. Ew.
even the demons
come. Ew.
What would be scary is if
gross.
She ended up rolling the highest charisma.
Yeah. And so then we'll just be watching. Man,
do it. Roll the 70 charisma check.
Okay, I want to make myself look like the succubus, Kevin.
Okay. Sure you do.
Okay, you have to help me pretend to fly, David Gaunt. Okay, you just... I've seen this in the comics. You just, like, grab me by the back, you fly me over there while I'm carrying Rip, and then you drop me off in the front yard and fly away too fast to be seen.
Or you can use strings.
If we're just going over to, you know, offer to get her boyfriend back, we're not.
Well,
these two say that they want to capture her. I am non-committal. It's a 2-1 vote, even if you disagree.
I was all for the, your officer
okay.
Signing her.
So, wait, are you going to be carrying him?
Yes, and you're going to be carrying me.
Can you make someone else?
So, as
you
a fellow spellcaster?
No.
Or, you know.
What's that?
As a fellow magician, you can...
Oh, you didn't give me my page, which has my rules about fellow magicians.
That's
I almost
true.
Forgot about that.
You could. Well, I mean, it's basically you can demand. You can ask for hospitality from her.
Oh, but don't I owe her something too?
What?
No. It's
a one-way thing.
You know, it's
one-way
it's
street.
More of a
professional courtesy.
Yeah, professional courtesy, I think.
Does professional courtesy extend to not sneaking into her castle under false pretenses and then beating the hell out of her?
Nah, that's fine.
So.
Okay. Someone tie Riff up.
Hey.
Ooh, I get to tie up Riff
and fly him around.
Cool.
I'll just watch.
I scream all the way to India.
I'll make it more realistic. You may keep... screaming, but it will not save you. And I kind of like it. I'll fly slow.